Hi, this is Martha Solano reading my poem, The Signs Were Clear. The signs were clear at the botanical garden where hot irises pulsed with hormones, where my daughter asked, "Won't you take me down to Fuchsia Town?" Where I let nature do the heavy lusting, where trying to read the map, we settled into our senses. After she dropped her iPhone in the heliotrope, after macerating our raw emotions, we declared our import impermeable, our inlets unlettable. Poetry became a kind of piety, a lean on our longings. It's bringing a kind of brining. Each line, no Snapchatting your gentians, a dogged lessening. As verse morphed to virtue. "You're kissing me," squawked the resolute macaw as we strolled past the barricaded barracudas, stopping only for a hot cup of repose, halcyon with a twist, our horrors morphing to hammocks, our fears a giant neon hibiscus. No longer confined to the banks, we danced like errant isotopes, asking a penny for your peony, a 20 for your beach verbena. No matter how many todays ran by like rodents, we'd be, if not well, at least wielding, not holed up, but howled up, hoped up, raising our violent violets to a trajectory of sop-stopping nasturtiums. We'd carry our grief cases to the end of a short pier, blow out the rushed and breathe in the hushed, catch a wowie, wowie, woo-wee wave. I signed my name Meatball, Masthead, Mashers, anyone but who I'd been, as I watched our difficulties dull, our sufferings suffuse with spattercock, no one and nothing able to blue our minds, our burrs morphing to birds. "You can tittle like a turtle," I assured. "Stop modeling and start moving ever closer to the lyric hills. Trade your stigmata and hair shirt for avocets and stilts."